Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Now, this week I've been talking about how that we have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. We've been renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created Him. This took place in our new man, Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 says, we have an unction from the Holy One and we know all things. Those statements aren't true in your physical mind, but in your born-again spirit you have a mind, the mind of Christ. And how do you get it out? Well, Paul said that when you pray in tongues, it's your spirit praying. He said that the message he was communicating out of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, he was speaking the hidden wisdom of God in a mystery. And in that same book, 1 Corinthians 14:2, he says that when you speak in an unknown tongue, you are speaking mysteries unto God. So putting all of this together, when you pray in tongues, your spirit is praying the perfect wisdom of God, and all you've got to do is 1 Corinthians 14:13 says, if you pray in tongues, pray also that you interpret. And all you got to do is ask God for an interpretation of the things that you're saying. And all of a sudden, you can begin to receive supernatural revelation from God. Now, there are so many examples I could give of this, but let me just give one to illustrate the point that I'm making here. When we built this or bought this building, the building that our ministry is currently headquartered in, we had a prior space that was 14,600 square feet. And we had, I forget how many employees, 30-something employees, and then our Bible school and things like that. There was a lot of people in that small space. And when we moved over here, this is a 110,000-square-foot facility. I bought the facility for $3.2 million, and I took out a loan to be able to do that, which was a major step of faith for me in the first place to take out that loan where we were at that time. But we took out that loan, but there was only 10,000 of this 110,000 square feet that was actually suitable for offices. And so we actually had less space in this building because the rest of this building, where I'm sitting right now, was nothing but a warehouse. Matter of fact, hopefully my television crew will go back to some of our archives and they can pull up some of these pictures and show you this, that 100,000 square feet of this 110,000 square feet facility was just all open. And we, when we bought this, we bought the building on a loan, and the people that we got the loan through told me that getting the construction loan so that we could begin to build out the rest of this building and get it ready to occupy was just kind of a formality, that they wouldn't have even made the initial loan if we hadn't have been approved for the construction loan because it was not usable to us completely the way that it was. So anyway, they said within a week or two, you'll have your construction loan. Well, they said that every week for 9 months. For nearly a year, this building, after we bought it, was only able to use just a very limited portion. Matter of fact, our ministry was split between two buildings. And I tried to get the money to start work on this. And it took $50,000 worth of demolition inside of here to get rid of some of the huge things that we had in here. This was kind of a shop, a mill shop. And we did $50,000 worth of demolition. We did about $50,000 worth of plumbing where we dug holes through the concrete and put in plumbing and started doing things. And then the building, that was all the money I had. That was well over $100,000. And I was just doing that, trying to speed up this construction, believing that the construction loan would come through, and nothing was working. And so we just had to let everything lay idle and just sit here. And I tell you, it was a major pain. And after 9 months of this, we were talking to this banker, and he says, you know, it's been 9 months. Our original appraisal on the building has lapsed. We need to get a new appraisal. We just need to start the process all over. And I tell you, we were busting at the seams in our other building, and we had, I don't know, 120 or 30 people crammed into a room that should have only handled 75, and our Bible school was being, being limited what we could do, and I just couldn't see waiting another 9 months to come, you know, and start this process all over. And so I told him, I said, just put everything on hold. And I started praying. And of course, I prayed in my understanding during the day when I was around the office and doing things. But when I got home, I've got a trail at home that I walk on. And I got out there and I started doing exactly what I'm teaching you here on these programs. I started saying, Father, I believe that I have the mind of Christ in my spirit. And that when I pray, it is my spirit praying. 1 Corinthians 14:14. And this mind of Christ, the part of me that knows exactly what to do, is praying. So I'm going to pray in tongues, believing that I'm speaking out the exact answer that I need to this situation. And then I prayed 1 Corinthians 14:13, that if you pray in an unknown tongue, pray also that you may interpret. And I started speaking in tongues and said, Father, I believe that you are helping me to interpret this, and this wisdom that's in my spirit is coming out and that you're speaking to me. And so I started walking and praying, and I mean within seconds. I can guarantee you it was within 10 minutes, but it was probably within the first minute. It was just shortly after I started praying in tongues and then prayed that I might interpret, God reminded me of a prophecy that I had received from Dave Duell. And Dave Duell told me, he says that when you enter into this building stuff, you aren't going to have to take out a loan because you have a bank that is going to supply all of your needs. And I thought at the time when I got that prophecy, well, what bank do I have? And he went on to say in this prophecy that your partners are your bank and that God is going to supply this for you debt-free. You know, throughout this entire process of buying this building and stuff, I never even remembered that. It never dawned on me. And throughout this 9 months of trying to get a construction loan, I had forgotten it. You could sit there and criticize that, but I'm just telling you that that's the way it was. It just didn't really dawn on me, but within just minutes of praying in tongues and saying, God, what's the answer? God brought that prophecy back and said, you aren't going to need to take out a loan. Your partners are your bank. God is going to supply this. And did you know that this was a major deal for us? Because prior to that instance, this would have been back in about 2004, I guess it was. 2004. And prior to that time, we had probably saved maybe $30,000 to $50,000 max in 10 years. And here I was needing $3.2 million. At the rate we had gone, if I was to just commit myself and say, all right, I will not take out a loan. I'm not the kind that would just say that and then vacillate back and forth. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable. If I was going to commit myself to this course, I was going to do it, and there would be no plan B or plan C. And if I did that, and unless a miracle took place, our past experience would have meant that it would have taken 100 years for me to accumulate $3.2 million extra and finish this out. And our whole ministry would have collapsed and failed. So it was a big deal to me. And when the Lord spoke this to me immediately in my spirit, I bore witness and thought, that's it. The reason nothing's working is because I'm not supposed to take out a loan. I'm supposed to go to my partners on this. But it was such a big step. I prayed about it for a week or two to make sure. I talked to my wife about it. I talked to some others. And finally, I made the commitment. And sure enough, did you know the day after I committed that this is what God's told me to do and I am not going to take out a loan, the next day, some of the people that we had put out feelers for offered to give me $4 million in loans. And I turned them down. I said, nope, the Lord's already spoken to me and I'm going this other route. And within, I think it was 12 months, 14 months or something of the time that God spoke that to me, we moved into this facility. We had the $3.2 million and it was paid for. Plus, we had the biggest expansion in our television ministry up until that time that we had ever had in the TV ministry. So we increased our monthly expenses and came up with $3.2 million extra. It was a word from God. And you know how that happened? It happened because I was up against something that in the natural I couldn't comprehend. I couldn't deal with it. So what I started doing was praying in tongues and asking God to give me an interpretation of this perfect wisdom that I was praying. And boom, just like that, something came that has transformed our ministry. You know, in that other little building, we had 30 employees. We now have 200 employees. It would have been physically impossible to accommodate that. We couldn't have had this television studio. We couldn't have had our Bible school. just everything. This was a major deal, and you know how it happened? It was through praying in tongues and believing that I interpret. Now, let me make just a couple of practical applications here. What I've said up until this point is exactly true, and it's that simple. But I would never encourage a person to just pray in tongues and then take the first thought that comes to their mind and say, well, that has to be the interpretation. Because you know what? A lot of this is subjective. A lot of it, you're gonna pray in tongues, and then you don't have to stop praying in tongues and then speak in English or whatever your native language is to have an interpretation. If you're praying in tongues in a church service, well, then you do have to stop praying in tongues and give an interpretation in English or whatever the known language is to be able to benefit the other people, and that's true. But if you are by yourself praying in tongues, you don't have to quit praying in tongues. All you got to do is just get your understanding enlightened. That's what it says over in 1 Corinthians 14:14. It says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my understanding is unfruitful. All you've got to do is reverse that through praying that you get an interpretation, and you'll just start understanding some things. This example I gave, I was praying in tongues. I never quit praying in tongues, but with my mind, I had these thoughts come to me. God reminded me of prophecy, put it together, showed me these things. And so you don't have to quit praying in tongues and then pray in a known language to get an interpretation. When you're by yourself, you just pray in tongues and ask for wisdom. And so this wisdom comes to you in the form of thoughts, impressions. And you could have wrong thoughts. You could have wrong impressions. How do you know that these impressions are right? Well, again, you have to judge everything by the Word of God. For instance, in this example that I gave you, is it scriptural to think that God could just supply something without you having to go get a loan? Is it possible that you could complete a $3.2 million renovation without taking out a loan? Deuteronomy chapter 28, that it is a blessing of God to lend and not to have to borrow. And so that's completely consistent with Scripture. And so anyway, I was able to judge this. You have to be able to judge the impressions that you have when you speak in tongues. You have to know enough of the Word of God to be able to rightly judge it. You just can't take any thought that comes to mind. But this is basically a principle that I use on a lot of things. And I've used it also to understand the Word. There have been scriptures that to me look like they're opposite scriptures. They look like they contradict each other. And yet, I believe that the Word doesn't contradict itself because, for one thing, these truths in here have changed my life. I've experienced it. I've seen my son raised from the dead. I know that this Word works, but there's still some things that I've struggled to understand. And I've taken some of these apparently opposite truths, and I'll pray in tongues over it and say, Father, I know that Your Word never contradicts itself. And so give me an understanding. And I mean, just boom, like that. God will reveal something to me that gives a perfect balance so that actually without the apparent contradiction, the truth wouldn't be completely revealed. And so the Holy Spirit just reveals things to me. This is how I've gotten a tremendous amount of the revelation of the Word of God that I have, is by praying in tongues and asking God for an interpretation. I tell you, that is a powerful truth right there. And let me also just say this, that this is one reason that this gift of speaking in tongues has been criticized and spoken against so much. You know, today it's not near the issue that it used to be a long time ago, but when I first received the baptism of the Holy Spirit back in the 1960s, there were a few denominations such as the Assembly of God and the Church of God, and a few denominations that believed in the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, but they were relatively small. They were kind of, this is from my perspective, they were outside of the norm, and they were small groups, basically poor people, and they were easily able to ignore and overlook. All of the mainline denominations had taken a stand against this, and when the baptism of the Holy Spirit started being poured out during the charismatic move, I tell you what, there was tremendous opposition. And I actually, because I led a Bible study where we did minister the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues, I actually made a list in Arlington, Texas. It was put out by one of these churches, and it was the top 10 places of the devil. And my Bible study was number one on the list. They circulated this among the churches and tried to tell people that I was of the devil. And I mean, there was a lot of opposition. Some of you today, you don't see that. People may not agree with this, but they kind of just, you know, well, you can believe what you want to, but I believe this. No, back in the 60s, you weren't just dismissed. You were told that you were of the devil, that this was demonic. And I believe that one of the reasons that the baptism of the Holy Spirit in speaking in tongues was criticized so much is because of the very truths that I'm telling you. Speaking in tongues is a way of just taking the Spirit that indwells you when you get born again, that has the mind of Christ, the faith of God, the healing, the deliverance. We can make many applications. And when you speak in tongues, you are allowing that to come to the surface. It'd be similar to oil and gas buried beneath the ground. But you know what? It doesn't just ooze out. I guess in some places it might, but in most cases you have to drill for it, and then you have to let that pressure out and this oil and gas come to the surface. Well, in a sense, you've got all of these treasures, the treasures of the faith of God, the mind of Christ, the healing power of God. All of these things are located on the inside of you. But how do you get it out of the spirit and into the physical realm? Speaking in tongues, when you speak in tongues, it's your spirit that prays, 1 Corinthians 14:14. And 1 Corinthians 14:13 says that when you pray in tongues, pray also that you interpret. And so you can get this life that's in your born-again spirit out of the spirit realm and into this physical realm, into your mental and physical realm by speaking in tongues and praying for an interpretation. I don't know if that ministers to you, but boy, this has just changed my life. There are so many things that I could testify to that God has used this to be a supernatural answer in my life. And I tell you, it'll work for you. I know that some of you right now are thinking, but I don't have this gift. How do you speak in tongues? You know, I don't have time to teach on this, but again, I'd like to offer to you as a resource our helpline. And there's people there that can take your calls and they will give you more explanation and they'll pray with you. But it is a separate experience from salvation. It doesn't have to be separated by days or weeks or months or years. You can receive it nearly simultaneously. It happened that way in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts with Cornelius. He and his all of his family received the baptism of the Holy Spirit nearly simultaneously with their born-again experience. But with the apostles, they were born again when they recognized Jesus risen from the dead, but he made them tarry until they were baptized with the Holy Spirit a few days later. And there's other instances. In the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, Philip went down and preached to the city of Samaria, and all of the people got born again and water baptized. But then the apostles came down and laid hands on them so that they might receive the Holy Spirit. And when they did, they spoke with new tongues. And so it is a separate experience. Doesn't have to be separated by a large amount of time, but it is a separate experience. If you have been born again, then your spirit is changed. You have this mind of Christ. You have all of these things on the inside of you that I've been talking about. But you need this baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need to be totally immersed. And some people say, well, I believe I got the Holy Spirit when I was born again. Well, you know, in just a couple of minutes, I hadn't got time to explain on all of this, but let me just say it this way. You may have the Holy Spirit, but does the Holy Spirit have you? There is a greater outpouring, a greater manifestation of the Holy Spirit in your life than just being born again. That changes your spirit, but my personal experience is that when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues, outwardly, there was a greater change that took place than when I got born again. Now, inwardly, being born again was the greatest and the foundational thing. You have to have that. But as far as me experiencing, as far as me being able to draw this life out and renew my mind and see the demonstration of the power of God, it's exactly like Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. You have to receive this Holy Spirit to have the power. That's my experience. Power began to operate. And so, if you've been born again, but if you don't speak in tongues, you need to receive this. Somebody says, well, do I have to speak in tongues? No, you get to speak in tongues. You know, I'm not speaking in tongues right now, but I could. I can speak in tongues at will. Somebody says, so you just think you can turn the Holy Spirit on and off? No, He's on all of the time. It's me that's on and off. Anytime I want to speak in tongues, I can speak in tongues, but it's not beneficial for you on this television program for me to do that. But I'm saying that you get to speak in tongues. It's not a matter of do you have to speak in tongues. Somebody says, well, do you believe that you can go to heaven without receiving this baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues? Sure. As a matter of fact, you'll get there quicker because you won't have any power. You won't be able to overcome sickness and disease, and you'll die early. Amen. So, yeah, you can still go to heaven without the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but why would you want to? You need to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. You need to speak in tongues. And, you know, if you haven't yet received that, again, I want to encourage you to call in and get our materials, but primarily call and ask someone to pray with you. You can be born again. We have our prayer ministers can show you how to pray and receive salvation if you've never done that. You have to receive Jesus before you can receive this baptism of the Holy Spirit. But if you have been baptized, if you have been born again but haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you don't speak in tongues, you could call and they would pray with you and you can receive. And I've got some materials that I'll give you as a gift if you'll receive this baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you know what? I can guarantee you that it's a part of the Holy Spirit. It's like receiving a pair of tennis shoes. When you get tennis shoes, they all come with tongues. Amen. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, God's going to give every one of you the ability to speak in tongues. It's just a matter of will you use it.
The faithful support of partners makes this program possible. We invite you to join Andrew as he spreads the message of God's unconditional love and grace. Write, call, or visit our website and become a partner today.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled Spirit, Soul, and Body is available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. Or, if you prefer, Spirit, Soul, and Body is available in book form when you send a gift of any amount. A Spanish version is also available. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. The third audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD titled The Faith of God, Mind of Christ, free of charge. A condensed version of Spirit, Soul, and Body is also included in Andrew's latest book titled Sharper Than a Two-Edged Sword. This valuable book contains abbreviated versions of 16 of Andrew's most foundational teachings. It's available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Chicago, Illinois next week for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 4th through the 6th in Tinley Park, Illinois, Sunday, August 7th, and in the New England area for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 25th through the 27th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
Are you a world changer? Charis Bible College has extension schools across America. The same truth that sets you free at our main campus in Colorado Springs will set you free in Dallas, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Missouri, Atlanta, Georgia, Dyer, Indiana, Orlando, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Plymouth, Massachusetts, Jacksonville, Florida, and Gardner, Massachusetts. Log on to charisbiblecollege.org today or call our phone center and ask for a complete listing of CBC Extension School locations near you. Change your life. Change the world. For 8 years, Richard Anthony Waller struggled with debilitating and life-threatening health issues.
I was regularly walking on crutches. I was taking a lot of painkillers, and I was in a pretty bad way. And Charlie prayed his prayer, and I walked away, and I still felt the pain, but I knew and I believed that I was healed.
Today, he's totally and completely healed.
I'm healed. That's it. I'm healed. Everything. I'm healed. Everything. Everything is healed.
Log on to awmi.net. Look to the left. Click on Healing Testimonies. And take a healing journey with Richard Anthony Waller. When Andrew and Jamie were young, they went to a conference on biblical prosperity. They desperately wanted to get the teaching, but simply could not afford it. Andrew promised God that if he was ever in a position to make his teaching available, he would never deny it to someone for lack of funds.
And that's what motivated me really to give, is the fact that he gives his stuff away.
Our hearts are just tied with what Andrew's doing, what he's trying to accomplish.
The partnership is helping do what I can't do.
I know that I'm a part of something so big.
And my gifts can help reach the nations and the people. Whoever has ears to hear, they will hear.
Have you ever wanted to check out back issues of Gospel Truth magazine from Andrew Womack Ministries? They're available online at awmi.net. Just log on to our website, look to the left, and click on Extras. Then look to the left again and click on Online Magazines. Once you're there, you're free to browse through our selection of Gospel Truth magazines from years past. Check out some great articles, and be sure and check out the current issue while you're at it. Gospel Truth Magazine, now available online at awmi.net. Andrew would like to invite you to visit the website as he guides you through the second installment of the virtual tour. This time, come inside the future home of Charis Bible College. You can almost smell the new carpet.